May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today is Harvest Thanksgiving, and I do hope that you feel thankful for all that God has done, all that God is doing, and all that God will do in the future. Now, our current political and global situation might make it hard for some of us to give thanks at the moment. We have heard this week that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, may be impeached after he allegedly tried to smear the reputation of a competitor during a phone call. Greta Thunberg, the teenage climate change activist, has spoken about how she feels that the governments of the world should be held to account for their lack of concern for the world and its climate change, accusing the governments of the world to seemingly prefer profit than looking after the world. Finally, the proroguing of Parliament has been deemed unlawful, and life in the House of Commons has returned to, well, not to normal, we can't say that, can we? But it's certainly resumed, with Boris Johnson being rather, it seems, unapologetic, and the divisions seem to be growing even larger than before. So it seems we are in a mess. It seems sometimes that there is little to give thanks for. Or so it seems. However, Paul, when he was writing to the church in Philippi, and we had that reading that Sally read beautifully earlier, Paul says we should rejoice in the Lord always. He says that we should not worry about anything, but with thanksgiving let our requests be known to God. He extols us to think about the things that we should be grateful for and to keep doing good. This means that we shouldn't be distracted by the negative in the world, by the news that we hear and see, but rather we should look for those things to rejoice in, because they are there, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls if you're listening, but we need to look for them. So this morning, we give thanks for all God's good gifts. We thank God for our food and for all those involved in agriculture, for the growth of the food that ends up on our table. We live, blessedly, in what's called a rural community, and you will know, I'm sure, someone who is involved in farming and farm produce. I'm looking at one of them right now. And we thank God for our friends and those who work on the land for our behalf. They are a gift to us. We're grateful for them today. But we can also thank God for our friends, our families, and I suppose all that is good in our lives. And today, I want to give thanks for you. Because growth doesn't just happen in our land, but it's happening in our church also. If we have a look around, and please do have a look around, you may see some people that you've known for many years, but you may also see some people who are relatively new to our church, or are here visiting today. Some of us have been attending All Saints for many years, and others are more recent. But we are all part of the family of God. We are all a gift to one another, and we should be grateful for one another in that. We also give thanks for all those who have gone before us, and those whom we love and see no longer. And I wonder, if we're looking around and seeing growth in our church, what can we do to give thanks? Well, we can obviously pray and worship and give thanks to God. But we can also share in the ministry of the church by getting involved in the work of God here. There are so many ways to get involved in the church. You could become a reader, someone who reads. You could become a science person. You could be on the flower rota. By the way, we are currently looking for more people to join the cleaning rota. So if it's something you've got a gift in, cleaning, then please do come and see me or one of the other people who arranged the cleaning. We're looking for you and we're looking to thank you for offering yourself in that way. So think about it, pray about it. What can you give to the church? Can you spend an hour or to every week, feeding the church or doing something different, we don't expect you to give a lot, just a little is fine. Because God gives us many good things, and it is good and right to say thank you. In our gospel reading, Jesus talks about food that endures for eternal life. God gives us food for our physical bodies, like the food we offer to Jimmy's Night Shelter and the food bank. And we thank God for that today. But God also gives us spiritual food that we need for the journey of life. Jesus says to his disciples in our gospel, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Now later we will be celebrating Holy Communion. It's also called the Eucharist, and the word Eucharist means to give thanks. So it is good and proper that at Harvest Thanksgiving we have communion service. We are giving thanks to God for sending Jesus, who is our manna in the wilderness. Now just as God sent manna to save the children of Israel, he sent Jesus to save us in our own wilderness. And if we look at the news at the moment, it is a very wild wilderness. And that wilderness, which is the world that surrounds us today, has good and bad things in it. But Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So when we share in Holy Communion, we receive the spiritual food that we need for this journey of life that we are all on together. It's quite a nice thought, isn't it? That we're all on a journey together. We all have that in common. We live our lives and we come together on Sunday and in our communities to share in the joy of that life. We come to Jesus with our need to be fed by him. And this is freely given to us with no hesitation, but in love and through grace. As we are fed by the body and blood of Christ, we are renewed in order that we can go out into the world and proclaim the gospel anew. So today, ladies and gentlemen, let us not just give thanks for our food and for all that is good in our lives, but let's also thank God for our faith, for Jesus' passion, death and resurrection, and for the gift he has given us in this church. Jesus died so that we might live, so that we might be forgiven and inherit eternal life. Surely that's something we can all give thanks for this morning. So we're a gift to one another. And so at this harvest tide, let us be truly thankful and seek to reflect our thankfulness in the way in which we are grateful to God. How can you thank God today? What can you give him to truly say thank you for all his good gifts?